Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Adult asylum seekers arriving in Ireland without children from today will not be given emergency shelter because the state has run out of beds to put them in. Instead, their contact details will be taken and they'll be contacted when beds become available. Accommodation will, though, continue to be provided for Ukrainian refugees and for asylum seekers arriving with children. Earlier, Fergal Keane spoke to men who had just arrived in Dublin and who were planning to sleep rough tonight. Nick Henderson is Chief Executive of the Irish Refugee Council and he joins me now. Nick, you're very welcome to the programme. What's your reaction to all of this?
It's incredibly alarming, serious and unprecedented, Cormac. We fear going to result in mass homelessness. We did have several episodes, in other words, a couple of days on for three occasions, homelessness when City West was paused for intake in the autumn. But what makes this situation very, very different is that the government have stated City West will be paused for new intakes until the middle of February. And it will be paused for intakes for all adults who are, including men and women who are not in a family group. So in, when it happened in the autumn, men were the only group of people who were, this was subject to, in other words, men were the people who were homeless. But in this current scenario, women who arrive in the state, protection applicants who are likely to be very vulnerable will likely be homeless, which is of just huge concern to us as an organisation.
You're saying this could cause mass homelessness. What does that mean in terms of numbers?
Can you estimate? If you think that there's approximately 300 protection applicants each week on average applying for protection, and maybe 75 of those are in a family group, that would leave around 225. These are rough figures, but based on our experience in recent months, that would leave around 225 people arriving, adults, single adults, men and women, each week. And the state are currently saying they will not be able to provide accommodation for them. So they will, in effect, be street homeless in Dublin city centre. So that's based on our experience.
You could be talking about
happening in the autumn.
Thousands of people homeless soon on the streets.
Well, exactly. If this continues, and the government said to us in a briefing last Thursday that this is a projected scenario until the middle of February at least. So it's incredibly serious. It's unprecedented. And frankly, it's unacceptable. It's a breach of our legal obligations, but it also raises very, very serious questions about the state's response and about how can we, and whether the state do intend to try and put into place measures that may mitigate and try and alleviate some of the problems that people are now going to face. You know, are Dublin homeless services supported? Do they need extra capacity? We've done a ring round of other services over the last few days, and everybody we speak to is either at capacity or if they can support people, we're talking around 25. Yeah, we can do 25 extra dinners for people, 50 extra lunches. Everybody is so stretched. Who's going to coordinate this response? It does, in the current environment, Cormac, raise quite significant public order issues.
But I cannot get my head around upwards of 1,000 or more new homeless people on the streets of Dublin, you say. I know when this happened the last time, new arrivals were sent to the Capuchin Day Centre, isn't that right? I mean, could that happen this time round, Nick?
Well, as I understand it, and from what your colleague Laura Fletcher was reporting earlier, or at least stated, is that that is the current direction to people, that you, here is a voucher, I think it's €20 voucher, and you should go to the Capuchin Day Centre. And frankly, that's completely unacceptable for a service that is already so stretched. That is a day service only. For that to be the only and the sum of the government's response is frankly, it's just beyond words. Really,
but I'm sure then, quite obviously, these people who are arriving seeking protection in Ireland, they'll go to the Capuchin Day Centre with their voucher, a 20-euro voucher, if that's the case. And then if they are on the streets, as you say, they will obviously try other shelter accommodation, emergency accommodation, or churches, or they might try and get help from I don't know, passers-by or business people. I mean, what happens in this situation?
Yeah, that's what happened when it occurred in the autumn. People tried to sleep in Garda stations. People went back to the airport and slept in the airport. The Dublin Homeless Regional Executive have stated that they neither have the accommodation capacity support, and this issue is not within their remit. We contacted the Rough Sleeper Unit in recent days, and they again said that also, that protection applicants are not within their remit because their accommodation entitlement is to the International Protection Accommodation Service, which is part of the Department of Children. And we don't want to be alarmist or catastrophize unnecessarily, but we are so deeply concerned about how this will play out, and it's based on our experience in the autumn, it's based on government statements, and it's based on our engagement with other service providers in the city so far.
Nick, there's a distinction being drawn as well, isn't there? Ukrainian arrivals will continue to get beds and accommodation. Why is there that distinction, do you know? And is that acceptable in your opinion?
It all flows, as we understand it, from accommodation providers who would prefer or will state that they will only accommodate refugees from Ukraine and won't accommodate international protection applicants. I think that speaks for itself, ultimately. And I think in a situation like this, where one group of people who are fleeing war and persecution are street homeless, and another group of people who are fleeing the same circumstances are being provided accommodation, and the only distinction is by virtue of their nationality, that's frankly unacceptable.
Is it discrimination?
I think it probably is, yeah. I think the accommodation providers who make that distinction should reflect on that, and I think it's incumbent on government as well to be more direct in when engaging with accommodation providers and calling out when they choose only to provide accommodation to refugees from Ukraine.
So it's obviously a very serious situation. Can I ask you finally, Nick, I know you've written to government ministers about this this afternoon. What are you calling for?
So we're calling for services in Dublin to be told that this is happening, to resources and supports to be given to those services. Are there any temporary services and shelters and spaces that can be quickly created to support people? We need coordination of this response. We can't just have growing numbers of people wandering around without a central body monitoring this. We need clear, simple, quick procedures for people to access financial support. How do they do that when they don't have a proof of address and they're street homeless? Are Dublin Gardaí informed and alerted of this? Are the Dublin Airport authorities informed and alerted of this? There's multiple issues and ways that we can try somehow to mitigate this situation. We ultimately, it shouldn't be happening, and we are asking for government to deal with it as soon as possible so accommodation is in place. But if it is going to happen, there are mitigating steps. But so far, we see none of that whatsoever.
Okay, Nick Henderson, Chief Executive of the Irish Refugee Council. Thank you very much indeed.